Welcome to Morning Jolt. This is your host, Rick Rawls, and we are talking about vision. And also, we're excited that you're going to join us for our, we have our leadership podcast, and we're finishing up our Money in You throughout the next few weeks. We only have four episodes this fall. But it's to help give you financial peace and help put money, you know, thinking about your money. One of the beautiful things is that you get to decide what you want to do and who you want to be. This is why I always tell people to put millionaire and billionaire in your mind, and then your spirit will work with you. And this is the same thing we do about vision. Our vision is what we want for our life. We set that mode. We've been given these powers to do so. This is why we focus on these things, and we learn to get people's mindset out of us, and we focus on our own lives. That's all the world is a set of other things. But when we listen to our own energy and we're focused on ourselves, we begin to really to get our own lives in order. This is one of the reasons why we focus on our own energy and the energy within. Our energy is powerful because it tells us who we are. This is why we have a spirit of love, empowerment, and wisdom. This love and empowerment and wisdom is always uplifting us, into the reality, and it works everything out for us. This is why we focus on ourselves. We don't have any worries. We don't have any fears because of our own energy is meant for us. What's meant for us will find us, literally. This is one of the reasons why everything always works for us. And this, we work on ourselves. And so this is one of the reasons why we set our vision. We begin to put into our minds what we desire. What do you want in a relationship? What do you want in a marriage? What do you want professionally? What do you want out of your life? You begin to put that into your life. You think about that. This is what you put into your mindset. One of the things about visualization is that you get to decide what you want. Years ago, when I first started my company, I visualized being around the state of North Carolina, and that's exactly what happened. I was around the state of North Carolina. It's the same thing you do. I do this right now when I do for stories. You know, I've been a writer for over 20 years professionally, globally, and I always think about, you know, I use real people. This is what I did with Social Academia, our show on our GB network. Is I visualized everything. I visualized, went like a movie screen in the mind. I visualized everything I want. And this is what vision is. Vision is the direction you want to go. Visualize your life like you want it, and everything will align to you to do that. This is why you work on yourself. Love, encouragement, abundance, peace, wisdom, insight, comprehension, and knowledge. A negative mind can only think negative things. That's not, you know, a positive life will think positive things. This is why you are in control of what you think about. This is why we use our imagination to do that. We do this on a corporate level. We do this individualized level. This is why we think thoughts of peace every day. Those 12 thoughts I told you to think, this is what you think. Your spirit will manifest these things right before your very eyes. Our inner supply instantly and constantly takes care of us. And this is why we choose peace in our thoughts and our minds. No one has any control over our minds but us. We give value to ourselves. I've been spending time here in McDonough, Georgia, and one of the beautiful things is, you know, listening to the spirit about the things I've, you know, the accomplishments and all the things I've seen over these years. And, you know, I've been incorporating them into everything, you know. And so this is what we do on a regular basis. The positive and uplifting thoughts we just incorporate into our lives. That's what I do on a day-to-day basis. You visualize. You coordinate that into your life because your spirit is always uplifting you. That's a part of your vision. You're not your surroundings. You're not people's thoughts. You're not what people think about you. You are your energy, and you listen to yourself. That's extremely important. That's what happened to me in Boone, North Carolina. I just sat one day and just my spirit was talking to me about the things within you. And so this is why, you know, we every day we just take this time. People try to cast on you what they think about themselves. And this is why we have a relationship with ourselves, And what is the vision that we want for our lives? We begin to put that in order. What is this vision? What do we want to accomplish? I thought about that. But, you know, I wanted to create a better life for myself. This is one of the reasons why I wanted to go to college back, you know, 30 something years ago. And, you know, I did everything that I wanted to do. This is why, you know, we understand that only goodness and kindness will seek us out. We put this in our spirits, in our minds. And this is what we begin to manifest. We begin to manifest so many wonderful things in our life. And this is what we do. This is your host, Rick Rawls, for Morning Jolt. Thank you for joining me. Welcome to Love Just Happens. This is your host, Rick Rawls. We are talking about vision and really understanding what vision is and really understanding the vision for your love life and really understanding that you will attract to yourself what you desire. I've been thinking about the last 36 years of my life. I've always been in a relationship that I loved. You know, I never went looking for a relationship since I was literally almost in middle school. So from middle school till today, you know, I literally have been in relationships and they were everything that I wanted. And I've been thinking about that over these last 3 years or so. You know, you have the relationships you desire. So many times in high school, you know, I wasn't really looking for a relationship. They found me. Same thing in college. I was in several wonderful relationships the whole time. There are so many memories I have of just being with good people in those relationships. Some people I've just had the time to think about, you know, the relationships I've had. And so this is one of the reasons why, you know, you have in your mind what you desire about your relationships, about what your marriage and your dating relationships. And you learn to focus on that every day. You put this in the front of your mind and keep it in the back of your mind as well. Just always keep it there. Set your mind on what you want. And I always knew what I wanted. I was just thinking about it. Even just like I said, high school, you know, just had the same relationship and still, you know, have those relationships still here today. And that's one of the reasons why we have to understand that we attract to ourselves the relationships we desire. And we keep those relationships in our life. Our relationships are up to us and to have what we desire. And so learning to really kind of set in your mind, go through a list in your mind of what you want your partner to look like, how you want your partner to be treated, how you want to treat yourself and how you want to treat your partner. These are very important things. This is really being important. Like I said, in my mind, I've always remembered everybody that I've, you know, had a relationship with. There was always this attraction. This attraction has lasted over, you know, with some of them, it lasted over 30 years. The attraction has just been strong. And so you are always attracted to people on the similar wavelength. It's attraction. And so you will know that by the energy. You always attracted to the same by that whole thing. It's attraction. Your spirit repels people and your spirit will attract similar, you know, people. Energy attracts its own. You know, your energy will attract what you desire. You don't have to accept anybody or anything you don't want. And that's important to remember. It's important to work on yourself. Always remember, this is why I give you these tools of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, or self-control. You begin to accelerate the, you know, you're attracting into your life. And that's one of the things I always do. These are things of the spirit, the attributes of the spirit. It's by the spirit, your energy, that you attract people into your life. It's your spirit, your energy, always attracts. And by you working on yourself, you do the same. And so you accelerate that process by working on you. This is your host, Rick Rawls, for Love Just Happens. Thank you for joining me. Welcome to Blue Whales and Eagles. This is your host, Rick Rawls, and we are talking about vision and understanding what your vision is for your marriage. And one of the reasons for doing this is to really give you the tools you need to make your marriage work. I remember in Virginia Beach, I heard a woman tell me, keep the haters out of your marriage, because you're going to have just as many issues to deal with. Your marriage, you are one energy, you're one spirit. And so you and your partner were pulled together by the invisible thread of love. It's a very powerful thread, but it's invisible. And so understanding that love sees you as you are, not as people say you are or present you. Love sees you in your entirety, pure and you know, successful and loving. Everything is an energy. It's a power, and it feeds the real you. But what happens is that outer things, the things that people have said, people's opinions, people's lies, love is removing those things from your life. That's what love does. It removes things that are not you out of your life. This is one of the things you have to remember. Anything that's not you is being removed out of your life. And so one of the things about your vision is to really, you know, come together. You're in a place where there's no judgment. Your partner shouldn't be judging you. There's other things. We'll talk about that later. But it's a place of purity where your partner sees you as you are. It's just love, unconditional acceptance. You accept people where they are. And so, you know, after the fantasy of the marriage, of the wedding has worn off, you have to begin to build. And this is one of the reasons why you have a vision for your marriage. What is your vision for your marriage? What do you want to have? Where do you want to go? As I told you, money is never the issue, because you can get past that. You know, you are assured of wealth. You're guaranteed wealth. That's something important to remember. But your marriage is spiritual. It means the energy. This is one of the reasons why you get other people out of you and in, you know, you're working on yourself. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, and self-control. Wisdom, insight, comprehension, and knowledge. Beauty, strength, encouragement. These are all aspects of your marriage. If you're sowing these into your marriage, this is what people will see. They will see love. They will see companionship. Love is a service. One of the things, I was sitting there yesterday, I was walking, and the Spirit said something to me about, you know, love is always demonstrated. Love is demonstrated. Love is demonstrated. That's one of the things to always remember. Love is always demonstrated. So is narcissism demonstrated. Narcissism is demonstrated. So is love. Love is always demonstrated by what you do, how you act, the services that you do for one another. People will know who you are by your love. This is how people mark us. And so in this, we get rid of the notions of the world. Love is always demonstrated. When you love somebody, you demonstrate that. That is demonstrated. It's an example to somebody that you love them. You can't debate that. This is why your marriage will always work. People notice the little things that you do for them. You clean the house, or you pick up, you know, instead of having somebody to serve you, you feel like I'm the man of the house. Well, that's not true. I mean, you're sitting here, the man of the house, that has a big weighty connotation to it. If you say this, that means you have to give up a whole lot of things. I'm the king of the castle. That means a lot to say that statement. That statement means a lot. You be careful what you say. That has a deeper connotation to it. You got to be in a different position than anybody else in the house. That means you have to give up a lot. You have to serve. You have to serve your partner. You gotta sacrifice some things. You can't do everything you want to do in that situation, because you're the husband. You have to give up. There's a lot of sacrificial things in marriage. You have to give up. So be careful of the statements you use without the understanding of what they mean. This is important. You're to esteem your partner. We're to esteem our partners, lift them up, raise them up every day, to build them up. And one of the things that you do for your partner is that you have them honored. You want them to be honored and taken care of. It's one of the things you want them to be honored in the places of where they are. And so this is one of the things. This is why you're building. You're building each other up. You want to honor your partner. This is why we honor each other in marriage. Marriage is about honor. One of you honor. That has a weighty connotation. to it, but we're talking about vision. And so in this, you're building the vision together. You know, in your vision, what begins to happen when you build something together, it multiplies. Everything takes energy. And so when you're one spirit, you know, everything that you is the power of agreement. The power of agreement in marriage is very powerful because it causes things just to be. Boom. They happen very fast. Very, very fast when you're in agreement with each other. And this is one of the reasons why you support one another. You cause everything just to be in agreement very fast. It's not all these, it's just not about one person, it's about you. It's about both of you. When your partner prospers, you prosper as well. That's how it works. You both, because you're one. When your partner prospers, you prosper. That's why there's no competition. It's the same way in our communities. When one person prospers, we all prosper. That's how it is. So this is why you always build up your partner. And because marriage is a spiritual thing, one of the things is people will see your energy, your spirit. They will know, you know, if you're married, you know what's going on. And this is why we work to build our marriages. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, and self-control. These things are important in your marriage. This is your host, Rick Rawls, for Blue Whales and Eagles. Thank you for joining me. We are excited about this 2023 season and our resources, and you can find our resources available at the Royalty Place on bonfire.com, bonfire.com, and also my books are available on lulu.com for resources and Barnes & Noble's. You can find my latest book, You've Already Won the War, at Barnes & Noble's. And we have other books coming out. Look for our Donna Mari label, global label, and The Three Kinks. You'll find that later this month. It will be available shortly online. It's a journal, our small journal. And I Am Strong as She. So we're excited about all of this, as this is, you know, our Donna Mari label is global. It's also our millennial label in the world. You know, reaching, and we have other labels in the midst of it. So we're just excited. I'm excited about the author, Don, as he is embarking on his global writing career. This is his global debut, his first global book. And so this has just been amazing to watch this journey. So we're looking forward to this, and we're looking forward to everything this 2023 season. And join us as we tell you what's coming up in 2024. Everything from television, our language, the Language of Kings and Queens network that we have launching, to Simplicity in Life, and other things. And thank you for joining me.